Agenda. This is your host, Tony Cure. It is December 18th, and boy, do we have a special Christmas show this week. I have a very special guest here that I haven't spoken to in a long time. His name is Ron Watkins. Hey, Ron, what's going on, brother?
Not much, Tony. Thanks for having me on. By the way, did you know that in 1953, the East German scrap metal plan had 2 million metric tons of steel scrap?
Ron, you're filled with information that sometimes bedazzles my brain here. What the hell does that have to do with aliens and stuff like that?
Well, they could have disappeared the 2 million metric tons of steel into a black project.
What makes you think they put it into a black project?
Well, I mean, there's no proof that they did, but...
So what do you think they built with that steel?
They probably built UFOs.
Are you telling me that we're building that UFOs are from like alien worlds, that the Germans were building UFOs? I heard stories about this, actually, that they had technology after World War II. They had this like ring where they were testing, these saucer craft. And I never mentioned this before, but when I was a little kid, when I was 12 years old, I lived near Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Fort Dix?
Fort Dix is the name. You never heard of Fort Dix?
Never.
Okay. Well, there were rumors that they had UFOs flying when I was like 12 years old years ago, and they didn't want to talk about it. Someone was telling me about it. So, you know, and I heard rumors that Germans were involved. So it's possible.
Well, you know, that was 1953, right? Now, in 1954, there was a sighting of unidentified flying objects in, where is this? Vienna. Hmm. Which is near Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
So did they use those 2 million metric tons of steel scrap to make UFOs?
But, you know, the interesting thing about, I don't know what they built, Ron. You know, Jordan Sather was on one of the shows, and he did that movie Above Majestic, if you remember, I think. And they talked about how the Germans were really involved in the UFO stuff. You know, the government recently is putting out these bullshit reports saying, oh, you know, we got all these flying, you know, saucers, flying objects. We don't know what they are. They're all drones or this and that. I think a lot of them probably are drones. What do you think? You think a lot of them probably are drones?
Yeah, I think a lot of UFO sightings are just CIA drones or other intelligence agencies' drones, but not all of them.
That's the important point. They're saying that, oh, you know, they have no evidence of alien life. And this bullshit really bothers me. They're never, ever going to come clean to the Americans. No, they're not. They can't even come clean. Look what Twitter did. Twitter can't even come. Well, they're actually coming clean now. I mean, this is not really about UFOs now and aliens, but it might as well be. I mean, shit, Twitter. What do you think about that? That's a big story,
well,
isn't it?
I think it'd be great if Musk could buy the CIA and release all the UFO docs. They're probably the most funded organization on earth, though, so I doubt that's possible.
The CIA, I think, runs the world. What do you think?
Yeah, it's up there.
I'm more than up there. You know, look at the Kennedy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Biden was supposed to put out all this Kennedy stuff, right?
Well, he did. They put out everything except the proof that the CIA killed him.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people don't like Tucker. I still like Tucker. I don't know why people. Why people don't like Tucker, I don't know. But a lot of your fans don't like Tucker. But Tucker said that somebody very high up, you know, told him that the CIA was involved with murdering Kennedy. I mean, I think it's pretty clear from all the movies and all the evidence, you know, that Kennedy went after the CIA.
And retaliated.
And they retaliated. And guess who won?
Yeah.
It wasn't Kennedy.
Well, we know who won.
So I posted something the other day on my channel, To Yours, Truth to Power, that, you know, I asked a few questions and they were kind of this line of thought. If the president of the United States is killed by the CIA and they get away with it, who really runs the country?
Was the CIA tasked with figuring out who killed him?
Well, yeah, and if they were tasked to figure out who killed them, they're not going to turn themselves in. Right? So
obviously they were tasked with it. Otherwise, why would there be so many documents about it?
Well, and they're never going to, the FOIA stuff is all bullshit. These guys know they can block the FOIA stuff, the Freedom of Information I don't, and they're not giving all the documents out, Ron, for the Kennedy. So people should ask, like, why can't the public know what really happened with Kennedy? Well, you know why they can't know? Because I think in 1963, when he got his head blown off, that's when America got their head blown off. That's when America was over, done and over. I think since Kennedy, this is going to sound very conspiratorial, but I think since Kennedy, the deep state's been running the country. It's been a slow progression, but that was really the finale. Well,
no, Kennedy was the one who noticed it and came out and publicly talked about it, which means it was being run by the deep state even before.
That's my whole point. Yeah, it was slowly being taken over, and there was a battle going on, and then our elected government's battle was lost right then and there. It's really sad for America. And if they can hide, you know, the murder of a president, people think like, oh, yeah, it's impossible. The government could never hide, you know, UFOs and aliens and whatnot. Look what happened with the Manhattan Project. They had thousands and thousands of people working on that thing, and that never got let out.
My math teacher in high school worked on the Manhattan Project.
No way.
Yeah. He would talk about it in class. And
he wasn't supposed to, but well, it's actually
was. I think it was. Yeah, it was okay. I think it was okay by now.
Yeah, because the bomb had already. Well, obviously by then. I mean, like,
Very, very smart guy.
So
very interesting class.
So you can hide information if you want to, and I think they're hiding it. You know, there's senators and congressmen trying to get the information. The funny thing is, politicians aren't even. They don't even have the clearance to get the information about alien tech. So,
well, unfortunately, the bureaucratic class are the ones who have the clearances enough to attain this kind of knowledge.
But Ron, you were running for office, and you know, I mean, I don't want to talk about it. That's a sore wound for me too, because that campaign was like, I hate to say, it was one of the worst campaigns I was ever involved in. You know, you were going to be a politician, but you know what? You're much more powerful not being a politician, because you can speak freely. You don't have to bullshit everybody. I think you on being on social media, a lot of folks have seen you like cut down your posting, but it looks like you're back to posting again. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm posting a bit now. I was trying to take a break from it and, you know, just relax a bit.
Were you burnt out?
I was burnt out, yeah.
Well, you know, when in the campaign, I mean, to save money at the end, you were living in a goddamn tent, so that was pretty ridiculous if you ask me.
I'm living in my car, no.
No, you're not. Did you get out of your car? I thought you are you staying in, are you really living in a car? Will you cut this? Are you drinking? What the hell's going on, Ron? You living in a car?
Well, I mean, it's a nice car.
Ron, you're like a high-tech executive. You run a goddamn company. I'm sure somebody, one of your staff would get you a place to stay.
I mean, I have a house. I have a place to stay. It's just more comfortable in the car.
What?
It's like camping, except you have climate control.
Ron, why? With all the success that you've got, I've seen you buy like expensive dinners now and again. They probably cost the same as a hotel. Why don't you stay in the goddamn hotel?
A hotel's not a car. You can't get behind the steering wheel of a hotel and drive it somewhere else.
Can I ask you this personal question? And you don't have to answer if you don't. How do you keep a relationship with like the female persuasion by living in a goddamn car? Like, I'm going to tell you something, Ron. I'm a lot older than you. Okay, most women that I know, you know, they want a guy who, like, when they turn the key in the car, that the engine starts. And obviously, your car engine starts because you're sleeping in your goddamn car.
Yeah, I leave the engine running overnight.
Oh, Ron, it's ridiculous. Oh, come on. People are going to believe this?
Well, it's not ridiculous. It's snowing a lot these days. You have to leave the engine running.
Actually, I take it back. I can't disclose this, but somebody actually took a picture of you sleeping in your car.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yes, it's nice true. Sense. I know you. Ron, get out of your car, please. This is one reason I want to talk to you. I think it's really dumb to stay in your car. Well, it's kind of cold. I hate to ask you what the temperature is at night.
What is it?
It's like minus 7 right now, at last I look.
It's about
Celsius.
It's about 14 degrees Fahrenheit.
No, is it really 14 degrees Fahrenheit? Okay, well, that's good.
That's like minus 8, minus 9 Celsius.
No, it's not. 14 degrees Fahrenheit is like.
Minus 10.
No, it's not. Oh, 14 degrees Fahrenheit, you're saying. Holy smokes. You're sleeping in 14 degrees Fahrenheit in that car?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
No, that's why I leave the engine on.
You know, if your exhaust pipe is broken, Ron, I hate to tell you what could happen.
Well, I'm still alive. It hasn't broken yet.
You could sleep for a long time in that goddamn car.
And it'd be a comfortable sleep.
Ron, are you trying to kill yourself?
No.
Jesus. Don't say that. You know, there's a lot of people who probably stick a pipe while you're sleeping into your window, you know.
I hope not.
You better hope not. Get a...
That's why you just drive it and park it in the forest or something.
So getting back to... I want to get back to UFO stuff. So when you were camping with Orlando, right? Okay. Yep. Did you see any UFOs at nighttime when you guys were camping?
Actually, we looked for them and did not.
But when you were with me, we saw UFOs in the daytime even.
We did. And actually where I stay in Hokkaido, mm-hmm. Japan. Mm-hmm. When I stay there, there's a lot of UFO traffic. I see 10, 20 at night.
You know what? UFO traffic in Hokkaido is kind of like, it's one of the hot spots that people don't realize. Do you mm-hmm. believe it? Do you believe
I've seen it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hokkaido is a hidden hot spot for UFOs. Sedona, is also a hot spot. That was pretty freaky the night we stayed there, don't you think?
Well, I wasn't scared, but we did see a lot of UFOs.
When I say freaky, I didn't mean I was scared, but I mean like I don't think I've ever seen that many UFOs in one night. Mm-hmm. And with the light reflecting back was kind of weird, if you remember that, when they flashed the light.
Actually, yeah. We took a high-powered laser and like lasered the UFO, and it lasered back.
That was kind of...
That was very interesting.
That was interesting. I thought the one you saw in the daylight in, I think, Prescott Valley or whatever, that was kind of cool. The one we took over the house.
Yeah.
That James took away. Remember the one that was like a little white dot over the building that mm-hmm. was taken? And everybody was. I was taking a shower at the time, so people were trying to tell
me that. Yeah. Actually, I remember that.
That was kind of a weird one. You know, so. Hey, by the way, I'm going to do a show with Orlando on Friday. He's going to have me as a special guest to talk.
What are you going
to
talk about?
Well, I can't talk about it here because then I won't be able to talk about it on the show. Sure. But there's a couple things that I wanted to talk about on the show. I'm going to disclose something because they were talking about the Blue Ridge recently. It's the command and control ship out in Yokosuka. I used to work on that ship. And recently, this happened, I think, in 2008. There was a guy who came public that he saw a UFO, get this, so big during a typhoon that it covered the whole ship and rain stopped hitting the ship in a typhoon.
Really? And it covered it like an umbrella?
Like an umbrella. It was that big. Now, when the government says that they don't have like strange stuff that they can't explain, I seriously doubt that they were putting like an umbrella.
How do you explain that?
How do you explain that, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you can. And there were some things that I saw in some training exercises out in the Indian Ocean that I never talked about, that actually CNN was there. And I'm gonna explain it on the show with Orlando, some stuff that happened that I never signed any like non-confidentialities on, because I was
just... Well, be careful, they're going to disappear.
Well, that's kind of what happened out in the Indian Ocean. Something disappeared, and it's very...
Did you see it?
Well, I have friends on radar who told me, and I don't want to give it all away here, but I'm going to talk about it on Orlando's show, because I told him I'm going to tell him something that I never told anybody that's pretty freaky. I'll tell you
all. Well, I'm excited to hear what it is.
Yeah, well, then listen to the show. But it's pretty freaky.
And everybody listening to this should also listen to it.
Yes, they should. They should listen to, what is the name of his show again?
The Ship Show.
Yes, The Ship Show. Yeah. So Ron, what's the big news now? Like, you've been away from politics. What do you think is important in the world right now?
Well, the biggest thing that's going on is Twitter, Elon Musk's very strange takeover of it. He needs to be careful, because if he listens too much to the detractors and gives too much ground to them,
right,
then he weakens his own position.
I don't think Elon's the kind of guy that gives a shit about what other people are saying.
But he gave enough of a shit to unban those.
That's
journalists.
True.
He should not have.
You don't think he should unban the journalists?
No.
Why?
If you're going to do it, you got to stick to it.
Why?
Because when you're running a platform like that, by unbanning them, you're showing your weakness. It was only a week ban. They can wait a week.
Well, yeah, but Keith Olbermann, right? I'm not in love with that guy by any means. I mean, and it sounded like he doxed you know, Elon and
Elon's kid.
And Elon's kid, and they attacked his kid or something. It's horrible. It was actually horrible by being doxxed. I give him credit though. I think what he's trying to do, Ron, is he doesn't want to do what the left did. The left went in there and said, you know, we don't care about freedom of speech. If we don't like you, we're just going to shut you down. They, you know, whether you like Trump or not, right? What they did to Trump was completely unfair. He didn't do anything. Sure. He didn't break any policies. They just said, you know, we don't like this guy. They created policies just to shut him down. And they shut people. I mean, they shut you down, and you never condoned violence. I mean, what did you have? Like over 500,000 followers on?
600,000-700,000.
I mean, dude, that's a lot of followers.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could be like your business. People spend time, you know, using Twitter like for a business. I mean, you might have, sure. I mean, you weren't using it for a business, but a lot of people do. And what did they shut you down for? Spam?
Yeah, the official message was for spam. You know, I appealed it and they're still reviewing my appeal. What I think the reason they've not unbanned me at this moment, there's probably a congressional hold on my account.
What?
Yeah. Because Congress was trying to subpoena me. They asked me where they could subpoena me. And I told them to Pound Sand. But
did you tell me you were in a tent and in your car?
Well, it's their job to find me.
Hey, wait a second. Are you hiding in a car so they can't subpoena you? Ron.
That's neither here nor there.
But they, hey, listen. After
I'm not hiding.
I know you're not, but listen, let me ask you.
I'm telling everybody I'm in a car.
Yeah, well, it's pretty hard to subpoena somebody if they don't know where the goddamn car is, Ron.
Yeah, well, we only got like 3 weeks until the Congress.
Are you waiting for 3 weeks for the Congress to change so you can get, you know what? That's, you know, someone said to me, like, oh, Ron should go to the subpoena thing. And I'm, you know what I said to them? Why? Well, you know, he should give the, I said, it's a witch hunt. He goes, no, it's not. And they're like, I'm like, it's a political pony show. They go, no, it's not. I go, it's a pony show. You know why? Because as soon as they change Congress, it's probably going to be over, right? Is that what, or are they still going to be coming in after you?
Well, the way congressional subpoenas work is when the new Congress is sworn in, all of the old subpoenas get canceled automatically.
Is that what your lawyer told you?
No, that's actually just the fact.
Well, that's good.
So the new Congress could reissue it, but I doubt they would.
So you think Congress has told Elon, I mean, he can put Trump back online, but they can't put you back online?
Maybe Trump doesn't have a hold on his account.
Well, that's possible, but that's ridiculous. I think your dad's still locked out, too. He showed me something one time.
The group of people that I got banned with have not been back on.
Wow.
There was like maybe 10 accounts that got banned at the same time as me.
So if the new Congress, when they get in and they let Musk, they shouldn't be controlling Musk on this. But if you get back online, what's the first thing you're going to post?
Probably, I mean, I'll thank Elon for putting me back on.
Okay.
That'll be the first post.
That's good. That's good.
And then I'm probably going to focus on Chinese CCP and American relations slash drones.
Drones?
Yeah.
Why drones?
Well, drones, they're the future of warfare and first aid.
Yeah. So when you say warfare and first aid, you only need the first aid after they use them for war, probably.
Well, you kind of need both. So
you do. So I want to get back to Elon. We got off topic. So Elon let Keith Olbermann and these guys back online. I don't think what Elon's trying to do is he doesn't want to become like what the left did. They just found whatever. If they didn't like you, you know, if somebody, you know, drinking their cappuccino, some super leftist, you know, that says, I don't like this person, you know, and they just shut you off for no reason. I think what Elon's trying to say is, look, we may not like the speech of what Keith did, but, you know, if it's, like, protected, I mean, I think it sucks that Elon's kid got doxxed. That's absolutely horrible. I think that's, but if he thinks...
Well, it is horrible because Sheriff Lamb, one of the sheriffs in Arizona, his kid and grandkid got killed I believe, yesterday.
For what? Why did they get killed? What the heck happened?
People are saying it was an assassination, but I don't actually know what happened.
But does that have anything to do with Twitter?
I don't think it does, but it shows that it's important to not let your kids
get doxxed.
Real-time location be doxxed.
No, I agree. I wouldn't want my son real-time location. I mean, that's horrible. Mm-hmm. That's horrible. I you know,
so when
you,
him and his granddaughter, Sheriff Lamb's son and granddaughter.
They got killed. Holy smokes. Yeah. Well, so I think what Elon's doing is trying to say, hey, look, I'm not going to do what the left did. I give him, you know, I don't know if I would like undox, like put somebody back on who doxed my kid, but, you know, he put him back on. I don't think it's because the government pressured him. I think he's just doing it to show that he's a bigger man than what the left was when they had the site.
Well, perhaps, but from an administrator standpoint, what he's doing is showing weakness, and that'll make him a weak leader going forward. Actually.
By putting...
For example, if you put someone in jail for a year and you let him out after a couple of days, why even put them in jail in the first place?
Well, I think you put people in jail, Ron. So you say, you do the crime, you do the time. They did something wrong. They were shut off for a week. And he actually put a poll and said, what do you think? We should put him back on. He's doing like kind of this democracy thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And democracy, it is interesting. Let's see how it works out. I like Elon. And I think he's done a great job with Twitter, actually, taking it back. What do you think?
Yeah, so far he's done a great job. He's uncovered that the FBI was working closely with Twitter staff, / they were Twitter staff.
Right.
And were controlling narratives and banning people and probably reading messages and doing all sorts of nasty stuff.
This does relate to some of the alien stuff, the disclosure. I hate to use the word alien, but really disclosure stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Because...
Well, with disclosure, I've already had disclosure from someone who probably shouldn't have told me, but did.
Right.
Who had the security clearance to tell me. But I'm not going to dox that person or what they said.
Right.
At least until they die. Right. Or I might die first, but...
Right. Well, with our luck, the way things are going. Hanging out with you, I hear a bee and I wonder if it's a bullet or not.
But if, I mean, I'm not going to get that person in any trouble. But I have had disclosure, and it seems aliens are probably real based on what I've heard.
Well, I think logically, when you look at the billions and billions of planets and billions of galaxies out there...
Logically, they are.
They're out there. The question is, always people ask, have they been visiting Earth? And I can say with an unequivocal yes, they definitely are visiting Earth. But the problem with saying that is you automatically become a quack, right? Even your dad said this, you know, well, talking to
what me. What are they calling you on Wikipedia now?
A conspiracy theorist, because I hang out with you, goddammit. You know that, Ron?
Is it because you're hanging out with me, or do I just prefer to hang out with conspiracy theorists?
Maybe you hang out with conspiracy theorists is the problem. But the thing is, like, they don't write, oh, Tony used to run a major company. Tony, you know, is an engineer. You know, Tony has had a government clearance. You know, none of this stuff goes in there. They just say I'm a conspiracy theorist. So
why'd you need that clearance, though?
I don't want to get into that. But in any case... let's talk about this. So getting back to Twitter and how it relates to disclosure. Basically, Twitter was locked down by the government. Say, basically, they're a propaganda arm of the government, right?
Yep.
So would it not be logical to conclude that Facebook and YouTube and Google are all doing the same thing?
Almost certainly.
Guaranteed, right? So if the government's trying to hide disclosure, they can pretty much do it, can't they?
They can.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're doing.
Now, I talked about this a bit on my Telegram channel the other day. The FBI, when I ran HN, would reach out to me often, 30, 40 times a month maybe.
Often? Jesus Christ. There's only 30 days in a month, Ron. It's like every fucking day. Are you saying that people like hit you up like 30 times, like almost every day?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
From the FBI. And I'd always be cordial with them. And the difference between how I ran HN and how Twitter ran Twitter is that I required a court judge-signed subpoena before I gave any data to the FBI.
Yeah, well, those libtards, I hate to say it, Twitter, they're probably more than happy to turn it to anybody they didn't like.
There was only a few circumstances where I didn't require that subpoena. And I'm not going to go into those, but... there were pretty major circumstances that warranted me going out of my way to give that data without the
support. And I take back what I just said. Maybe I should delete the word libtard because that's probably a derogatory term.
You could be derogatory, I don't mind.
Yeah, I know you don't, but people, it doesn't sound right. And I have a lot of friends, I still have, not a lot, but I have quite a few friends that are actually very liberal, and I try not to talk politics to them. And I don't mean to be derogatory. You know, we should all live and let live. We really should. It's a problem in America, Ron.
If I ever write a book on politics, it's going to be titled, Everybody's Retarded, Including Me.
Well, you know what? I think I could use the same title of my book now and again. You know what I mean, Ron? You know, this country is so sad. So Google, Twitter, all them, probably owned by the government. And, you know, the CIA, we were talking earlier, CIA's got to be involved in all these guys big time. We've only seen the FBI.
Well, that's because the CIA hides and the FBI don't.
Well, the CIA's smarter probably than the FBI. I think, actually, would you agree that the CIA is probably smarter than the FBI?
100%. Yeah. Did you know that the ADL trains each of the FBI agents?
No, come on, Ron. That's going to sound like 100%. A conspiracy theory. Really?
They bragged about it on Twitter.
Well.
Check this out. This Twitter post from May 30, 2014 on the @ADL Twitter account says, did you know ADL trains every new FBI agent on their role as protectors of the American people and the Constitution?
ADL did post that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's true. Just because they posted.
It's probably true.
They might be writing bullshit.
It explains a lot.
Well, Ron, you're going to trust what the ADL posted. Like they say, oh, we train all the FBI and that's going to be true. I don't know why they would post something like that.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't lie about that.
I don't know. They're just trying to get you all freaked out probably. But I don't know why they would even be involved with the
FBI. I'm not freaked out on that.
You know, I am so glad I turned down a job with the FBI, Ron. I said this many times. I am so, so glad. And I hate to even say that because people think that like I actually joined the FBI. I never, ever did. And you know what?
Well, I've seen you shoot and I'm pretty sure you're not in the FBI.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate that. the world is a mess. The world is a mess, Ron. Are you glad you're out of politics?
Yeah, it's nice to go back into like an observer type role.
I thought you were going to say it's nice to be living in my car. What? You know?
It is nice. Oh, God. I can drive around and read like Russian war documents all that I want and nobody cares.
So can I talk about that Nog experience that you told me about?
Yeah.
Because that was alien related in a way. So
have you seen the videos?
No. So what is this? It's kind of like they think these things are aliens?
So there's this like – you remember when we made alien leaks?
Yep.
Some guy reached out to us and said that he was friends with the Naga.
Right. I remember that. Yep. That's the Naga. You actually saw that before he reached out to you?
I did, yes.
So where is this? Can you tell people listening like where this is and what this Naga stuff is?
So on the border of Thailand and Laos.
And you were there?
Yeah, I've been there.
Why were you on the border of Thailand and Laos?
I'd rather not talk about it. So, I was there to see the Naga, of course.
Ron, you're in some really weird places. It doesn't make sense. But that's okay. We don't need to go there. So you were on the border of Thailand and Laos. No,
yeah,
Laos.
You're on the border of you're on the border of Thailand and Laos. And
right.
Like these Naga apparently show up and like spit.
So what are Naga?
Naga are like serpent, reptile kind of creatures.
Are you getting into serpent, reptile, aliens?
I'm not. I'm saying that I experienced it.
So what? This is...
I'm not getting into it.
No, I know. I shouldn't even say it that way. It sounds like, you know, I'm not believing you. But what did you see? What did you actually see?
There's like fireballs that come out of the river.
Did you see any like alien creatures in the water or you just saw the fireballs coming out?
Apparently they spit out the...
What's that video showing me right now? Is that them spitting out fireballs? I don't know. What is that?
No, not that. Oh. These people are trying to get the Naga to come out. None.
So maybe it's kind of like a firefly. I see some lights shining up. That's not them.
See that? No.
Yeah.
Not that.
Do they look like fireflies?
No, they're big fireballs that should come out of the water.
That's weird. I mean, there's no like volcanic activity. Let me take a look at this. What is this thing? Oh my God. They just fly out of the water.
Yeah, from the Nagas.
But maybe they're like alien craft coming out. I mean, how do you know that? How do you know that?
I don't know what it is, but I've seen it.
That, you know what that looks like? That looks like the orbs, the orange orbs. Yes, it looks like orange orbs. So, holy shit. That's real?
Yeah.
I'm going to start posting some of that on my channel.
Lots of people in that area know about it.
Thousands of people will flock to Pangong.
But people in the general, like, public of the world don't know about it.
So. That's cool. I wish I could show this on the audio, but what I'm looking at is this lake and these like fireballs are popping out. They look like orange orbs coming out of the water. That's wow. I'm going to have to do a little research on this. So what did you investigate this at all? When you did you ask people what they thought it was? What do they think it is? It's been going on for how long time?
Well, they say it's Nagas, like these giant serpents / reptiles.
Well,
that shoot fireballs out of the water. I don't know.
But you know what I'll bet you? A lot of times.
Oh, I didn't go swimming in that water.
I wouldn't go in that. I wouldn't go investigating the Nagas, you know. But you know what happens? People don't understand what something is. So they use like the best of their mythology and perhaps things like that. But maybe they actually saw a serpent. Maybe somebody actually saw a serpent, you know, in the water. Well, that's interesting. I wonder what the heck that is.
It's a serpent in the water.
Oh, cut it out, Ron. I know it looks like one, but I don't know if it's
that's
real.
That's literally what it is.
I know. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. All right. So anybody listening, start looking for. I'm going to start posting some stuff on Nagas. Hey, do you
That's called N-A-G-A.
N-A-G-A. So, Ron, whatever happened to our Alien League stuff? That site is down, I think, and we got did the government hack us? Come our site's never up anymore? You too busy?
Tell you the truth, I lost the password to the hosting.
You cut this out, Ron.
No.
You're supposed to be the IT genius.
Well, we were campaigning, and I just didn't.
I know.
Didn't follow up.
I thought you wanted it down because you said it looked bad for the campaign.
No.
Well, how about this? Since the campaign's over and you don't...
We'd have to remake it. I still have the domain name, but I don't remember the password.
All right. Look, nobody can send us files anymore.
You know, they don't anymore, do they?
Actually, we had a bunch of files that we never went through. I got a whole... On that USB drive? We have a lot of files.
The thing is, a lot of it looked real and a lot of it looked obviously fake. It's hard to tell what was what.
Well... That one guy from Area 51 that said he sent us some stuff, I think half that was fake.
Yeah.
But some of that looked interesting, actually.
Is this like half a liter? No, 350 mils.
What are you drinking? What are you putting in your Coca-Cola?
You know a lot.
That says whiskey on the bottom of that bottle.
No, that's the kanji for knowledge, and then that's the kanji for a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, but that says it's like 50% alcohol in that lot of knowledge you're drinking, Ron.
Yeah, well,
I thought you stopped drinking. You back to drinking?
Well, I'm drinking Coke. It's just a bit lighter than yours.
Okay.
A bit lighter.
So, well.
We should head out to Vientiane in Laos.
That actually sounds very interesting.
It's very interesting. I've been there.
Why did you go there again?
I can't get into that.
Is it safe for us to go there would be the
it's
question?
Safe, yeah,
okay,
it's
good.
Safe.
I just want to know if we can go back there or not.
Oh, yeah, I can go back. Good. You know, they have the Voice of America towers there.
Sounds like a propaganda place, Ron. You weren't involved in propaganda, were you?
I was not involved in propaganda.
So, alien leaks. You know, we actually had a lot of good information, a lot of bullshit information. People ask me, one thing that I regret not posting.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about those towers.
We can delete it from the audio, if I remember. I can delete it from the audio if I remember, Ron. So, the alien leak stuff. I think one of the coolest videos we had was that woman that I think was abducted. Remember her? When we were talking or getting into any information.
I saw her at like Costco a while after. Mm-hmm. And she was like telepathy to talk to me.
Telepathic.
Yeah.
You could sense it.
I could sense it. I was like, whoa.
Well, people can laugh about telepathy, Ron, but I'll tell you that whole gateway process by that we talked about in the beginning, I think that what... Well,
the United States Air Force declassified and released files on psychic warfare through the CIA in 2001.
Yeah.
And it's a research report submitted to the CIA. It's 63 pages about a potential military use of psychic warfare.
Well, we should post that one. But you know what? You know what really disappoints me about humanity, Ron? Everything that could be useful, like telepathy, remote viewing, and psychic powers or whatever, are unfortunately automatically looked at by the government how to use for war and how to screw people up.
Well, war gets the research grants.
Yeah, but, you know, do you think, like, I always try to think theoretically, right? Do you think that, like, an alien race would want to come to Earth and give them, like, anti-gravity research or give them abilities to have telekinetic or telepathic or remote viewing, you know, abilities if it's going to be used to just screw over their neighbors? I mean, there's all kinds of levels of society out there, right? And just saying, here, here's a whole bunch of machine guns. Have some fun, guys, you know? And they end up shooting each other up, right? Or here's a button for nuclear bombs, you know? You can just drop them from nuclear bombs from drones and destroy your neighbor. I mean, if humanity, this whole Ukraine war, this is why, like, you know, I think it's, this war in Ukraine has been very controversial. I think, you know, this is a major war right now. This is the major war, in my opinion, of the world, what's happening in the Ukraine. But this is an interesting article that I'm looking at here that you're showing me, Ron. We should post that.
Yeah.
Send me that. And after, when I post this show, I'll post this document.
Mm-hmm.
Very, cool. Very fascinating. Thank you for finding. You see, you should be working for Alien Leaks. You should stop living in your car and just focus on Alien Leaks now that you're not in politics. Be kind of cool. That's interesting. I now believe that if a flying saucer landed in the backyard of a leading anti-UFO spokesman, he might hide the incident from the public for the public's own good, of course. He might swiftly convince himself that the landing was a hoax, a delusion, or a, quote, unfortunate or mundane phenomena, which could be explained away with further research. Well, that's how people think. They don't want to believe this stuff.
Yep. But the Air Force with the CIA was researching it, and they wrote a lot.
Well, this has Dr. Putoff. I noticed as you're scrolling through Dr. Mm-hmm. Putoff, I have a book from him. He's one of the...
It talks about direct mind-to-mind link-up and how they could eliminate security problems and provide direct access anywhere without equipment dependencies.
Well... People always ask me, how are they going to get disclosure, right? And I hate to tell people this answer because it sounds like it's a lot of work. But if they read up on the gateway process and the Monroe Institute stuff that, you know, they talked about on how to, you know, develop your mind, I think through telepathy, remote viewing, if you can build up those skills... And you can do it probably without that, just through meditation. I think monks, you've studied like some of this stuff, right? You studied at a monastery for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many years? Did you do it for like a year? What did you do?
Year and a half, 2 years approximately.
What the heck do you do at a monastery every day?
Wake up early, do meditation, eat breakfast, do meditation, eat lunch, do meditation, eat dinner, do meditation, go to sleep.
So it's basically nothing but the mind and meditation.
Yep.
So stuff like that, I think this is why you and I hang out, because I've been studying this stuff since I was a kid, but not like you've been studying it. I think it's the mind. People don't understand how much the mind is involved. If you can develop your mind, right, you can see things that other people can't see, and it's going to sound crazy. But I think this is why the CIA and these guys are so involved in like the gateway process and
Well, the CIA says that one can engineer physical reality itself, communication faster than light speed is possible.
That's some crazy stuff. And you know why it is possible? People talk about quantum entanglement.
Exactly. Give an example here about how they took a quantum entangled particle and did a test on it to see if faster than
light communication was possible.
And it was.
No, it is. It's been proven.
Well, yeah. But yeah, they talked about how they proved it here.
Wow.
In this document.
So people don't understand reality. And
well, it's not that you don't understand reality. It's that you can engineer physical reality itself. Direct quote from the CIA. Direct quote. It's right there.
Nice. Underlined. It doesn't mean that that's true. This is what they're saying. I'm not saying that it's not true. But this is...
I'm pretty sure they're saying it is true.
No. They are saying it's true. Mm-hmm. But just because they say it's true...
Doesn't mean it's true.
Doesn't mean that it's true. Right? I mean, it might actually be true.
This could be like fake news that they were trying to use.
Right.
To...
This could also be fake news that they're trying to get people to think they might... Or they might have put like 80% truth in there because they want to trick people. Mm-hmm. And then 20% is bullshit. And you got to figure out which 20% is bullshit. Or it might all be what they believed.
True.
But in my studies of UFOs, CIA has been very, very involved. You know, there was a Richard Nolan, I think his name was, he interviewed a CIA guy who died, he was dying. Mm-hmm. And I posted that, and many people posted it. I posted it more than once, I think. And this guy talks about how they had actual extraterrestrials in that area, what people call, you know, Dreamland or Area 51 or S4. That whole area there. There's a video of this guy who was on his deathbed showing pictures and talking about what went on. Mm-hmm. So I wish the government would say, oh, this is bullshit. Nobody has proven what this guy said was. Nobody came out and said, oh, this guy's crazy. You know, they try to say this somewhat, but nobody would, an authority could prove that that wasn't true. They just try to pretend it never happened. Pretty crazy. So the CIA is very much involved.
Well, did you know in 1976, the CIA director at the time gave the astronaut Edgar Mitchell permission to organize high-level seminars at the CIA to discuss possible intelligence applications of parapsychology. And that CIA director was George Bush.
Wow, the senior George Bush.
Yeah, George Bush Sr.
Well, guess what his job was? He was a CIA director and became president. I mean...
Who killed Kennedy again?
Ron, let's not go there. Maybe we're going to piss the CIA off and they're not going to post our podcast.
Well, you know, remote viewing and precognition can break through barriers of time and space. I'm quoting a document from the CIA.
You're learning too much, Ron. You're learning too much.
They shouldn't publish it then.
I don't think they wanted to publish it. I think someone stole it from them.
No, it's published. It's approved for release.
Yeah, sure it is. Did you put that stamp on this document, Ron?
The thing is,
where did you get this document?
The person approving it for release is probably like, oh, that's bullshit. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
30 years later, like, yeah. What the fuck?
Where did you get this document?
CIA website. They published a lot of stuff. I don't think many people look through it, though.
I don't know if I would use your computer to go to a CIA website, Ron.
I always do. I like to read the documents they publish.
Wonder why the CIA hasn't turned you into the Congressional Committee. Maybe they don't like those guys.
Well, CIA is focused on intelligence gathering, not policing.
This is very true, Ron. Mm-hmm. You know too much about the CIA. Have you ever been approached by the CIA?
No.
Oh, good. That was a very quick answer. You answered it really quick.
I've not been. Well, but I like to read their website. They publish a lot of documents.
So let's post a couple of these things. Oh, New Jersey's in there. Wow, that's where I'm from. There was an article. New Jersey, where he had studied neurologic and psychiatric illnesses for many years. Well... The study of the mind is actually very fascinating.
Yes.
When I'm done with this other book that I'm writing, by the way, did I tell you I'm writing a book on politics?
You mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to write a book about what not to do in politics. I'm going to take a campaign manager for Ron Watkins and say, don't do this.
I'll read that book.
Sorry, Ron. My apologies.
I'll read that book.
We could have done better on that campaign. But after I'm done with that book, I'm going to do a book on stuff like this.
Speaking of books, I recently read my dad's Slice to Americana book, and it was really nice.
You know,
in a weird dystopic kind of way.
I'm not saying this because he's your dad. I enjoyed your dad's book. And, you know, I was surprised at the physics and stuff. He talks about some of this crazy stuff we're talking about now in his book.
In a very technical way.
No, it's a good book. Slice Americana was very good. I don't know if you know this, but I read the pre-release copy.
Oh, really?
Yes, he gave me a copy when you were running for office. That's why probably your campaign didn't go so well, because I was reading his book. But I read his book, and then he sends me another one. And says, oh, I changed it. And he did. But he left a lot of it in what I read. So I actually had papers in my hand from Jim Watkins' actual pre-release copy of the book.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was
cool. I had a copy of his other book. It's called, like, Don't Feed the Gays.
What's wrong with your dad? What the fuck is wrong with you? You know, I have some friends.
Let's get the actual title.
No, Ron, that's horrible. You know, the few gay friends that I have are gonna like they're not gonna want to listen to my podcast. Oh,
when you feed strays and gays. That's the actual title.
When you feed strays, I mean, doesn't it
look at the reviews? 5 stars.
It's only got 13 though.
That's a lot.
Well, you know, it's still pretty good. All 5 stars. Were they all his friends that did the reviews, or they really? Sure. Why would he write a book when... what the heck is that called? Let me look at that again.
Look at the book title.
When you feed strays and gays and a stupid-looking cat. Jesus, Ron. What's the publishing company that took this thing?
Is It Wet Yet?
What?
Is It Wet Yet?
Is It Wet?
Yeah.
What kind of hell of a name is that for a company? Where did he get that publisher?
I don't know.
Probably sounds like something your dad would put together.
Oh, it looks like normal people are buying it. Like, look at this review.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy a few copies for Christmas for my few gay friends in California.
Nice. Ron. They'll love it, I'm sure.
I'll have to read it first. Jeez.
So, ordered this last night and I can't put it down.
What a captivating story. What
the reviewer's name is James, though.
I have a gay friend named James in California.
I have a dad named James. What do you think he would write a review for his own book? The first review?
That would be horrible. But maybe he did. What? Did your dad write this book? Or did he just publish it?
I don't know. Maybe he just published it.
Okay, well, this is not really related to aliens, Ron. I don't think that, like, stray cats and gays have anything to do with aliens, okay?
What's the correlation here?
I have no idea. When you feed strays and gays... with a retarded cat with crossed eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Well, at least your cat grabs your attention.
That's true.
You know? Now you're going to make me read this book, and now I'm going to have to go buy it. Is this what you tried to do, trying to sell one of your dad's books
to me? Is that what we're doing here?
I don't know, Ron. You know? This is going to be like my worst alien agenda podcast. And I'm like, what the heck's wrong? Yeah, listen to these guys.
You know, well, we talked about a lot of stuff.
We did. The CIA stuff is kind of cool.
It is
very cool. You know, we don't, you know.
If you were in the CIA, what job would you do?
Ron, that's a really bad question. You actually think I'm in the CIA, don't you? You know, you made me look stupid the other day with that bag thing. I don't even want to talk about that.
That's hilarious.
Somebody's walking around, like, Tony's in the CIA. I'm like, I'm not in the CIA. He's like, look at his bag. I'm like, why would you look at my bag? And then the first thing that comes out is this,
it's like a spy device.
You call it a spy. It's an RF. It's a Faraday cage for phones, so it blocks the reception, so people can't track my phone. Now, doesn't everybody have one of those?
I don't.
Well, you know, Ron, since I hang out with you, I don't want people to know where I am. So I use it. Smart. Yeah, very smart. When I see like a laser beam on my head, I'm going to point my finger at you and say, "That's the guy. Don't shoot me." You know?
On a tangent, check out this like description of my dad's
book. You're trying to promote your dad's book. Let me read the book, okay?
This is the description of the book called When You Feed Strays and Gays.
Okay. It says, an emotionally explosive story about a transvestite and a cat. What the hell is wrong with your dad? What are you used to be, you know? I mean, like, people.
There's only one left in stock.
I'll cut it's it out. Well. It's Amazon bullshit. Come
it's
on, man.
It's gonna be out of stocks.
Okay. Jeez. So now we're gonna, yeah. So maybe I should put something about gays in my next UFO book is what you're telling me, right?
You can write about gay UFOs?
Yeah, gay UFOs.
Maybe Isabel would publish it.
maybe your dad's company will publish it, right? No, I'm not doing that.
All right.
I'm not doing that. My next book's gonna be on the gateway process. Well, politics is next, and what not to do in politics, and why the world is messed up. You know, roughly half of the Democrats think the Republicans are their enemy, and roughly half Republicans, and vice versa.
Vice versa.
So if you think half the country is your enemy, it's at war. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely at war. And, you know, people say get rid of divisiveness. I think Biden is actually completely divisive, to be honest. I really do.
Well, didn't the Revolutionary War only have like three populists partake in that?
Yeah, a small percent partake in it. But do we really want like a revolution in America? I mean, how are we going to fix this problem? I'm hoping, well, the thing is, I don't even live in America anymore. After this campaign, I don't think I want to go back to Arizona, Ron. But
with Katie Hobbs as governor? No.
Oh, God, you got to be kidding
me. I'm working on moving my stuff out of there.
Oh, God. Yeah. Don't even tell me you got stuff still in Arizona, Ron. She's probably already got the trucks there as soon as she became governor. Your stuff is long gone.
You know what's weird, though? I lived at a place marshals would drive by every morning. I'm not going to say why. But the U.S. marshals drove by every single morning. And not once did they stop by to serve me with a subpoena. And I was literally living there. They could have knocked on the door and be like, hey, Ron, here's your subpoena. And they did not.
Nobody understands why you didn't get served.
I don't understand.
Nobody understands why you didn't get served.
I was literally going to events. I was staying at my place with the U.S. Marshals driving by every day for reasons unrelated to me. And I didn't get served.
Well, absconding from Arizona sure probably helped a little bit, don't you think? I mean,
when I was there...
I know, but maybe when they decide to serve you, you decide to go on that vacation that you took.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when they called me to ask to serve me, I was on the Navajo Nations.
The Navajo Nations? That isn't even like a
city. Do they have jurisdiction there?
I don't think so. Maybe they do. Well, you were living in a tent in the Navajo Nations.
No, that's illegal. Of course, I would never do that.
Okay. Ron, you weren't in a Navajo. You were hiding. Maybe. Well, you know, these guys in Congress are probably, you know what? There's probably somebody assigned to listening to this podcast. They're like, probably how the hell are we going to get Ron Watkins? And they're like, well, he was living in the Navajo Nation, which made it difficult. They're probably going to fire somebody. And the guy's going to use this audio tape right now and say, please don't fire me because, you know, yep. We didn't know he was living in a tent. It's very difficult to serve somebody in a tent. But then he's going to say, but didn't he go to events? How come you couldn't get him in events? I mean, you were there
and
with...
And then they're like, oh, Ron sent this guy who looked kind of like Tim, but his goatee was longer.
But let me ask you a question. When did they start looking, like, to serve you? When was it?
I believe that was May.
So from May, you're telling me from May, the whole time running for office till June or July, whatever, they couldn't find a way to serve you, dumbass?
Yeah. They called me asking where they could serve me. I told them to pound sand. Why would I go out of my way, Ron, to do their job for them?
Maybe you had aliens helping you. Think about that. Well, maybe those UFOs were just...
Well, those are aliens that I would feed.
You would feed the aliens? Don't feed the aliens. That should be a good name.
I'm checking out this remote viewing document from the CIA, and it says that they did it in compliance with a request for information, which means, are they getting subpoenas to do remote viewing?
Subpoenas to do what? Read this again. What's going on?
It's kind of what it looks like.
So it's remote viewing session. Where are you finding all these documents? Jeez. So this, what does it say here? Read this again.
It documents a remote viewing session conducted in compliance with the request for information.
On a building of interest.
So this compliance with the request for information means they had a subpoena. They literally got a judge signed subpoena to do remote viewing.
Well.
On a building.
On a building.
Because you can't do a legal search and seizure.
But think about this. Suppose that there's anti-remote viewers, like a defense team, that like puts up a defensive net.
True.
So if you could actually remote view something, right?
Yeah.
Maybe some people could put a defensive net up to stop them from remote viewing. Is that I mean,
I think it's possible.
Now, could you imagine the security pumps trying to hide documents if you have remote viewers? Yeah. Basically, Ron, I think the secret is this. A really good remote viewer, you can't hide shit from them.
Yep, I agree. And you probably shouldn't be taken to a judge.
And you probably shouldn't be going to a judge.
So then there's this whole thing. It's not top secret anymore, but it's like the transcript of the remote viewing session.
Wow, that's kind of cool, Ron. Well, that's another one we should post. I think we should post that too. Well, I'm glad to see you're healthy, even though you're living in your car.
It's comfortable. It's like camping with climate control.
Yeah, in 14 degree Fahrenheit, which is freezing your ass off.
With the heater on.
The heater is probably okay as long as you don't get carbon monoxide poisoning.
Haven't yet. Every day I wake up is a good day.
I would say so, Ron. But I would advise you to consider a thing called like a hotel. You know, or go to your house.
You can get carbon monoxide poisoning at your house or a hotel.
Why won't you go to your house? I don't want to get into that. Let's not.
Well, I mean, my house, it's... You got to drive there.
So instead of driving, you just sleep in your car?
Exactly. Save time. Save effort.
God, I think there's something you're not telling me, but I don't want to know. Okay. So, well, I really appreciate you joining today's...
That was a lot of fun.
You know, it's alien agenda podcast. We didn't talk enough about alien stuff, but we did this remote viewing stuff and these things that you're showing me on your laptop. I don't know how you really should have been helping me out a lot more. You got all these CIA documents that look fascinating here. So, well, Ron, I don't think we need to spend that much more time. We're just about, you spent like an hour on the show. It's good to see you. I'm glad you're healthy. Is there anything that you want to talk about? That, you know, just anything you want to bring up before we end the show? Anything you want to tell folks?
I've got a super secret project coming up, but...
Well, it's a super secret project and you can't say what it is.
Can't talk about it.
Oh, jeez, Ron.
But it involves buying a lot of land near Area 51.
You're going to buy a lot of land near Area 51?
Well, as near as they let me. I mean, most of it's you're not allowed to buy. But, I mean, you get as close as you can.
I got a question for you, Ron. Can I... I think I know what you mentioned earlier something. I think I know what this might be. Can I take a video of what's going on near this Area 51 area when you get a little settled in over there?
We'll call it Area 52.
Area 52. Well, on that note, Ron, thanks for joining Alien Agenda.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, thank you.